Good morning. We are in.
Good morning.
We are in Tavkuf Yud. We are Sivav. That's where we are. Sivav. Yes, I thought. And goes in as a year from his barayim shadarka lechazcha behem mina mechuber. You can't. You shouldn't use scissors to chop up your vegetables. Because people think that if they're using scissors, which are miyuchad for like cutting from the ground, shears, because then people will think that you just cut it from the ground. Right? Whether they can use kitchen scissors.
Okay, so just to clarify, so we're not talking about stout scissors, Mr. Ryan. We're talking
about shears,
garden shears,
or
garden
small pruning shears. Shears. Yeah.
Snipping off vegetables
right.
Or cutting
up.
It's okay.
Kitchen shears. It could be it's okay, but I don't know. I looked that up. Zayim mitachdim es hakundus va'akavios. It's something that some vegetables or something that it's tikkun oichel. Ago motzer limloach. Harbe chatichos snon beyomtov. You are allowed to salt many pieces of radishes, many pieces together, and rotzel la'ochel. I'm going to be also for Shabbos. On Shabbos, there's been time because of Xer of Ibud. You're not allowed to salt many vegetables together. Just to review, sometimes a lot of people make mistakes. Is that you can't, if you have a bunch of cucumbers, you cannot put salt on all of them together. If a salad, you can't put salt in the salad unless you have to put some dressing in, some oil, something like that, which then lessens the power of the salt. But on Yom Tov, you would be allowed to do that. Yesh machmirin, however, there are those who are machmir because since there's a way to get out of it. Again, we said, you know, The straight malachos ochel nefesh, you know, it's okay. But these other types of ochel nefesh, which are, you know, you needed to do, since there's a way out of it, you could just, you know, like I said, you can do something to take down the strength, oil, something like that, or you can just, you know, the pieces of radish, you can dip it in one. So therefore, there's another way out of it, so yesh machmirin that you shouldn't do it. But b'di'evid, it would be, it would be okay.
Does this tie into the fact that for a Jew, a Yid, salting is already become part of cooking, or this has nothing to do with that?
No, it's the shell of Ibud. Just
okay.
You like salt, you like dipping your radishes in salt.
Okay.
Yeah. Even though Hotzah is Mutra on Yom Tov, Afil Shalol Tzarech, right? So just to bring up again the dinim, we're going to see a bit more later about dinim of Mitoch. But Achupanim by Hotzah, we do say the din of Mitoch. Mitoch, that is Hutra Lazeh, therefore you're allowed to carry, carry things, even if it's not, you know, Mamish Tzorech, right the second, you're allowed to carry it. Lo, Yisa Masals Gedolos. So however, even though, yes, it's Mutra to carry on Yom Tov, but you shouldn't go ahead and start taking big boxes and big stuff. But even if, let's say, you're making a suda in a hall, whatever it is, you shouldn't go ahead and start taking a big, huge cart full of dishes and food and whatever. Yeah, you shouldn't do. Now, tzarech l'shanos, ketzad, how do you do something different? Maybe kade yayin, imakul namakom, if you're taking, like, boxes of wine, lo yaviim b'sal uvakupa, lo sisasocha arbar chamisha kadim. You shouldn't take, you know, big cartons, big cases of wine with that are full. It looks like you're doing, you know, you're transporting stuff, you're whatever. It was the chol. You have to put to show that it's open up, and you take one out, whatever it is. You can carry them on your shoulder. The fun of echad u'shtayu takes a few in the box. Because that looks like you're taking it Yom Tov. It doesn't look like you are, I want to move the stuff from one place to the other. Mimakom Lamakom. Who I did, obviously, taking, I guess, you know, like a big piece of furniture. I don't know if you want to start moving, moving a couch from. Well, you need a couch chair. We're gonna go, you know, to the sukkah. I don't know. It could be that shouldn't be done on Yontev because that's also like Masa Gedola, and that's not something that looks like Tzarech Yontev. Even if it says you came to Dura, whatever. Look, you shouldn't do the Hagav. But after Shemalichin, Mimakom Lamakom, Avam Izavis Lazavis. But if you want to go ahead and move it from one part of the house to the other, or Mibayis Labayis, but also Chatzar, or you want to move it, and so you're, because I said that the sukkah is in your Chatzar, just then, you know, it's outside or around the side of the building or whatever it is. Shari b'chol inyim, because that's not like uvdin d'chol. If you want to carry the cow, you're having a kiddush or something, or I don't know, whatever, and your neighbors and your friend's sukkah, you want to carry a whole bunch of food and a whole bunch of this and whatever, that's when it shouldn't be done. Hamolech esateven lo yafshil sakupa lo achora. Someone who's carrying straw, whatever, he should not, put the sack behind him to carry it because it's easier to carry. And then also you have to hold it in your hand because that's derech of chol to put it behind and to schlep it. Yod v'chein masos shedar kan lisa osam b'mod. Also any loads which are you have to carry it with on a pole. You used to do it on the shoulders and like the Aron Kodesh. So then, or the novim of the Meraglim, Yiso Yisan Agavo Me'achorav. Then you'll have to go ahead and put it on your back. Shadar Kalisa Sam Me'achorav, Yiso Sam, but anything which is known to carry on the back, Yiso Sam Akseifo, then you should carry, put it on your shoulder. Shadar Kalisa Al Kosev, something which is normal to go ahead and put on your shoulder, Yiso Sam. Like, you know, they say you have the big, well, I don't know if they still have them so much, the big, you know, they still do the big sparkle, the big, bottles of water, the guy shows up at the delivers that he has on the shoulder. So if you want to, bring that over, so then you shouldn't do it on your shoulder. Yourself some biyado, lefanov, you should carry in front of you. Oh, yifrosh aleim, bet yifrosh aleim, beg it, or you can put it on your shoulder, just put it like, your coat over it. Because he's doing something to show this is not within the chol. This is tzorach yomta. Im efshar zimin harbe orchem. You have a lot of guests coming. The tzorach lamar lahavi lefneim. You gotta quickly bring them food. Osa kedarko. Then you just do it normally because you shouldn't do the kavod of the orchem. You can be making on this. And remember, don't say al adam. You can't bring it on an animal at all because you're using the behema and shamash and behema and the whole different things. We said before that that's also. Ein mivin eitzim lo b'cheva v'lo b'kupa v'lo b'machtzelus. You can't bring wood not with a chevel or in a box. Or in like a net or something, maybe mit pachas or vecheko, because these are the things. Again, these are the things which are the derech to bring to a bunch of wood. You tie it up, you slap it along. That's the derech to bring it. So it's uvdin dechol. Maybe mit pachas or vecheko, you could take something which you don't usually use to carry it, or you can hold it like this. But you shouldn't use something which is normally. Use anything like I said. It's normal to use a big cart or something that you move stuff around and you schlep stuff. Unless it's tzarech orcha, like I said, you're making a kiddush. I don't know whatever you're doing, and suddenly you realize you have enough and you have to rush. Fine, but otherwise, again, the general klal here is that so you're allowed to carry yamtiv, but large loads have to be done with some sort of shinui. Tav kuf yud aleph. Motor lasos madura hischamim kenegda. You are allowed to light and to make fire to get light up the fireplace. It's motor to light up your fireplace. Hischamim kenegda. If it's cold, you're allowed to do that. Agal yesh oimrim to aser lahachem beis acharif biyamtov. Some say if you want, if you, it's also to go ahead and to make a fire, light up the furnace, if it's just to heat up, not to cook anything. The lefamim ein hakor gadol v'ein el mufunakim. Right? Sometimes it's not that cold, and it's only for people who are sensitive. And it's not. This is not called shove l'chol nefesh. And we're going to get into the second. This is the first makor. This is one of the big makors of what's called shove l'chol nefesh. We'll just finish this halacha. V'habi kimercha to mugmar de aser. Because these things are not called shav l'chol nefesh, and now go to hakel by havara, because since it's for cold, we don't say who cares about hot or cold. So for example, okay, so just dealing with the core problem, and we'll deal with the shav l'chol nefesh, is that the point over here is obviously if you're I think our shulchan says the shir that if you go ahead and what's this shear? That things get, if you have, things get really cold, like your drinks start freezing, things like that. I don't know the shear. So someone told me that used to be in Europe, that his grandmother remembered that they would pour a hot cup of tea, and by the time they would drink it, it would already be freezing at the bottom, like freezing to ice. In Russia, okay. So obviously, in that type of cold, there's no question. One guy is, the Russians used to go. You see pictures in the Soviet of Russia, going out in the shorts, whatever. Okay, but those, that's not called mufunakim. It's only anything which is, is freezing. That of course you can, whatever. The question is, people from warm places, Eretz Yisrael or Los Angeles, places like that, and then they go to New York or thing like that, and they get made fun of because, why do you need to wear a jacket? It's only 60 degrees. Yeah, so I don't know, the Ramos is Makel. That if a person, if a person, obviously an older person, there's not no question you could light, but Akhopadim, it's Nagul the Hakel, generally the Ramah means Nagul the Hakel means don't make a fuss, but a person should try to be Machmir, but in a case where it's personally too cold for, he feels very cold, even if the rest of the people don't, so since he could rely on this. Now the din of Shavu L'chol Nefesh is we'll see in a second also by the next din is the idea that by Yom Tov you're allowed to do a malacha for lighting whatever, but only something which is hanal l'shav l'chol nefesh. Now this doesn't mean, like I say, bring an example. What about are you allowed to eat hot spicy food, right? So if you're not from certain types of people or people can't handle that. I remember, I'm from LA, so LA people eat a little spicier things, salsa, whatever. So I remember when I was in Yeshiva in New York, so someone had a snack, they gave out salsa. It says on, hot. They're like, whatever. Oh, this is too hot, whatever. I tried some. I was like, what's going on? It's called Jewish hot, Jewish brand, salsa, whatever it is. So some people appreciate the heat, some people don't. But that's not called Shavu L'chol Nefesh, since the yisod of eating is Shavu L'chol Nefesh. People enjoy food. You could like this, some people don't like fish, some people don't like this. So that doesn't make a difference. We don't look at that. We look at, is this action Shavu L'chol Nefesh? Now, the couple of big shilas that come up, okay, we'll talk next sif about merchats and showers and whatever, but what the post can talk about a lot is smoking, and this is a big issue. It's going back, Achrayim going back, Chushukun talks about it, and the Shabruah talks about it, and the earlier post can talk about it. Is this something Shavu L'chol Nefesh? This is an example. This is a way to be magdir what it is. He says, some people say, since not everyone smokes, some people don't like it. So therefore, it's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh. But Shulchan says, but since we're not talking about mefunakim, it wasn't just like the upper class who would go ahead and smoke. He said just the opposite. He said most of the lower class people, the real gas people, and they're the ones who smoke, and a lot of the stuff that they smoke, most people can't even stand. Or they smoke, or even upper class smoke cigars. A lot of people can't stand that. So he said that therefore that's called shava l'chol nefesh, because it's only things which only like a certain funaki and things like that won't use. Whether nowadays smoking, whatever, say the Tshuva of Moshe says, some people don't like it, whatever, but that was also, a lot of these Tshuvas were written before, scientific findings came out about how dangerous they were, which was more like after Moshe was Nifter, they only after that they
Shock came out in the late 80s, early mid 80s.
Yeah.
When they really came out with the damage. Prior to that,
they said that's not healthy, maybe. I don't know, whatever. But they realized how dangerous it was. It was only later, so a lot of these tshuvas, you can't apply. And Rabbi Yoshev held that it's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh.
In the Beis Medrash itself, it was much, much, much.
Deeper. Well, here around 2000, here they were still.
They
were smoking in the hospitals. Yeah, the doctors are smoking. They're speaking to you. Okay, all right. Al Kol Panim, the Rabbi Yoshev holds it's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Obviously, there's those who are Mekilim and whatever. The Pashas is that. I don't know. Pashas is, some people have who to rely on. I don't know. That the Akubon and Big Poskim are not so. I'll say that it's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh anymore. It's a serious Shavu that needs to be, that they would need to be discussed with a Rav. We'll get into Shaila of Refuah. If a person's addicted and he needs it for Refuah, it's also a different Shaila. But Akubonim, and this is what the idea of shavu l'chol nefesh. Beis mutar lahachem b'yom tov mayim l'chutz yadav. You're allowed to heat up water to wash, to have warm water to wash your hands. Aval lo kol gufo. But you can't heat up water to go ahead and take a full bath shower. Afilo ein erochz v'vasach. Even if you do aver, you can't heat up water for that. Hagav al mutar l'chutz tinok b'mayim shehuchlo yadav Yisrael b'yom tov avana. Of course. For a baby, you need to bathe the baby, it's cold, whatever, it's dirty, whatever it is. You're allowed to use warm water to go ahead and clean him. But also, l'chamin l'tzarcho, but you can't heat water up just for the baby. I feel in a Yehudi, even with a goy, because shetzarech lehem levasho le'adiach, but if you also need warm water, hot water to cook, or to wash something, az mutu l'harbos b'shvilo, then you'd be allowed to go ahead and be marbe for the katan.
Did we start off by saying that mutter l'chutz tinuk is strong?
It means that even if something which is he heated it up to have a cup of coffee, so you don't have to just heat up a little cup. You could go let's just heat up a big a big pot. Yeah, so that would be okay. Or a big urn.
Or to turn on the hot water. Just to
right, so that's the thing. That nowadays, but the hot water nowadays is also there's a slightly lower thing because there's also the idea of grama. That you're not heating it up, you're using the water for something mutter, and the water is mainly heating. There are those who say, like, the very end of Yontav is a Shiloh, like, right, if you're right before Shkia, whether you could turn on the hot water because the water is going to be cooked afterwards. But then again, it's also a grama, so your kavanah is not to cook it for afterwards. So it could be, if you need it, you need it. Lakupanim for showers. So it's not again, the meaning is, let's just say, if you have water which is heated up before Yom Tov, let's say you close your water heater off, so no new water comes in, and you have that water, then the chora you would be mutter to go ahead and to use that water to wash yourself. Miu daf mechutz amerchatz. Also, you can't go to a base amerchatz. A shower is not called a base amerchatz. Agad Ramah says, no, it's also legamri, take a shower, the gzeres mechotzos, it's also the shower, to bathe on yom tov, v'chein noagim, and obviously for that that the shailah is mentioning first of all for by a mikvah, are people allowed to by women's mikvah, the tzarech mitzvah, are they, you know, they're allowed to feed the Ramah. Svardim can use hot water, but to feed the Ramah, they matter up to posturing, like, you know, warm water. Well, this is not Grumma. This is
based on the Svarik approach of Grumma is why most Svarim can use the hot water.
Right, but I'm dealing with. I'm saying I think that's going to get too confusing. That's how in Lachol B'Simcha B'Chaber Rama. I don't want to get into the. With Tefillah. So then, you know, if it was heated up before Yom Tov, you know, or things like that. So the armor made, and the Mishnah says you can't be making with hot water. If they need to go ahead and for the Tzarech Mitzvah. About taking showers on Yom Tov. Yom Tov Sheni, generally the minig in Chutzar is the minig is be more makel. All these halachos are generally more makel on Yom Tov Sheni. I do know that in Eretz Yisrael, when it comes to definitely for the only time you have a 3-day Yom Tov is on Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, and yeshivas, I think the yeshivas are matcher than to shower on second day Rosh Hashanah. And my son said a lot of yeshivas are because, and they tell him, oh, maybe Eva or whatever it is, because they cannot take it. It's like before, they go crazy. You know, I've seen it, you know, whatever. Even on a regular Rosh Hashanah, I've heard that certain boys who shower every day, the yeshiva can give them heterion to go ahead and take a warm shower because Rosh Hashanah doesn't make a difference. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. So, you know, so I guess if that's, you know, that's, you know, what, bathing is, you know, it's a shayla shel chol nefesh, but a chol panim, if it's for some sort of refuah, that is room to be more makel in these inyanim, you know, I don't know. I was very surprised when my son said that, but I'm not Israeli, so, you know, I grew up, you know, yes, you make it through 2 days, what's the big deal? But, a chol panim, but yeah, so that's otherwise, you know, unless obviously if a person got dirty for some reason, he can wash his arm. That's even by Shabbos, you can use hot water for that. That's a little bit more. Gimel Adam Mutar Litbol B'Yamtov Mitum Asay. A person's allowed to go ahead and to be Tovel. Tovel on Yom Tov, even though it's like the Sakin Adam, like, you know, we're asking the Sakin Kli, but Adam Shiny, because it's near Kamekar, and it is Mutter. Ein Oisim, you know what, maybe we'll stop here. This is a bit more of an issue.